We hear a great deal about attempts to recruit young women into the so-called STEM fields of science, technology, engineering, and math. Well, there is another profession with a relatively small number of females, one that combines science with art. Iowa Public Radio's Rob Dillard looks at efforts to draw more women into architecture.
When Barbara Wielander enrolled in the architecture program at Iowa State in 1962, she was one of 11 women in the freshman class. When she graduated 5 years later, she was the only female remaining.
Two of the young women had been disowned by their families, which amazed me. I could not believe that they didn't have support.
Wielander of Mount Pleasant is credited with being the first woman to complete the long examination process to become a licensed architect in Iowa. That was not long ago, 1975. The field wasn't exactly ready for her.
They have a beautiful registration certificate as an architect, and it read, Barbara T. Wielander, having shown excellence in his qualifications.
Women architectural students at Iowa State these days have more company. 42% of the incoming class to the program last fall were females. And yet the Iowa chapter of the American Institute of Architects reports only 15% of its members are women. Many don't stay in the profession. The low numbers prompted Ann Sobiech Munson to help launch the nonprofit Iowa Women in Architecture. She re-entered the practice after teaching architecture at Iowa State as a way to encourage young women.
I felt like I was one of the people that could be a role model, maybe with a little bit more impact in practice than in academia.
She says women abandon the field because the demands outside the office as they start families take a toll in a profession that requires long days and stressful deadlines. Sobiech Munson is an associate at Substance Architecture in Des Moines. She says a goal of Iowa Women in Architecture is to convince firms to be more flexible with their work schedules.
You don't have to be in your seat from 8 to 6 or 8 till midnight, right? That you can have some say in how you're getting your work done. I think that's important.
The low number of women in architecture is even more pronounced at the management levels of architectural firms. Danielle Herman was recently promoted to associate principal at OPN Architects in Des Moines. She says she's just one of a handful of women to reach that position in the state.
And a lot of those are sole proprietors, so they own their own firms or they may own a firm with their husband.
Herman says it's important to include more women in architecture for the same reason it's important to promote diversity of all kinds in the workplace.
We always like to say if you're reflective of your clients and you're reflective of the population, then you're probably producing a better and more well-rounded design.
Herman says the opportunities for women in architecture have improved since she earned her license 15 years ago. A woman now leads the architecture program at Iowa State. Deborah Hauptmann says the question of gender in the industry is a complex problem, but it's working itself out as attitudes change.
I think as our numbers shift and society shifts, that some of this will balance itself in terms of gender distribution in the profession.
For the upcoming generation of female architects, such as Eli Gall, an intern at OPN, the topic is quickly becoming a non-issue.
Hopefully in 20 years, we won't even have to have this conversation.
Gall says at present, there is nothing standing in her way to the career she's always wanted, to be an architect. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.